Welcome to US One Radio's Morning Magazine, the Keys' most listened to morning news program. The opinions expressed do not necessarily reflect those of US One Radio or its advertisers. And now with Morning Magazine, here's US One News Director, Bill Becker.
And good morning. Welcome to the Morning Magazine Tuesday edition, ninth day of October.
He's back.
Good morning, Chuck. How you doing?
Good morning, Bill. Welcome back.
Yeah, it's good to be back. I'm glad that John and Mia filled in for me. And let me get away. Made it to Tallahassee. New week here, and got a lot going on in terms of the Navy base. And we're going to be talking about that today.
Okay.
Paul Caruso. Paul is a resident of Tamarack Park area, and he is also has a website called StopThePlanes.com.
Okay.
He is on a crusade. A number of people are concerned about it, too, the noise issue from the Navy airplanes. Got a number of emails here that came in over the last couple of days, too.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll talk to Captain J.R. Brown. We'll try to cover all the bases here, and the captain will be talking to us about the upcoming workshop, which is the 23rd, 2 weeks from today. And we'll find out.
DoubleTree Grand Key Resort, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Right. And we'll talk more about that as that that day approaches too. But he'll we appreciate him being on the air with us and talking frankly about the issue. You know, I don't know that in all the time we've covered the news here, we haven't seen quite this much intensity of complaints as we have seen in the last six months or so.
Yeah.
And it's a. It's become an issue for a lot of people there.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, we'll talk to both of them today. Dave Score, the Florida. Anyway, we have a busy show. We're going to be talking to Paul Caruso of StopThePlanes.com right after this.
It's 8:12. Morning Magazine with Bill Becker continues.
And joining us right now is Paul Caruso. He has started a website called StopThePlanes.com. Somebody very concerned with the issue of Navy planes and Navy plane noise. Good morning, Paul.
Good morning, Bill, and good morning to Monroe County, and good morning to our peace fighters out there that have been supporting us from the beginning.
Paul, you have lived in your current location how long?
Over 5 years.
And what has changed in that time?
I would say the thing that changed mostly is the inability for the pilots to actually fly a straight line. And, of course, when we first moved here, we knew there was an airport, and I want people to understand that we knew that NASQ West was our neighbor. But at that time, the planes were not as noisy, not as complex. They weren't supersonic fighters, and they were not flying over our homes. It's very important for the citizens to understand this, that we live every day with shock and awe that is unbelievable. And I think that the disregard... the Navy disregard for us in answering any of our questions involving the compliance to actually fly these planes over our homes is just ridiculous. I mean, I don't understand why they just can't answer questions.
Have you met with the Navy people on this?
I have met with two sets of Navy personnel, never with the captain. The captain has always been busy. But I've met with Jim Brooks and Ron Deems, and then on a subsequent meeting, I met with the Top Gun flight instructor and the XO, Mike Giordano. And both times, I must say that I was treated like a junior in high school going to a career day and having fingers shaken at me and just told me that that's the way it was. If we didn't like it, we could move because they weren't going to stop flying the planes and that they were exempt from any kind of compliance with any federal, state, or county regulations. And according to the documents I have, which are the Navy's own documents, they have to provide us with environmental studies, public input, public forums, not this senior day class operation that they have planned for the 23rd. It's an insult to everyone.
Where has the Navy failed in this process?
I would say that the Navy has failed in allowing the commanders, or the people in charge here, and I'm not trying to put blame on anyone. I believe that probably it's just a breakdown of communication between the community and the Navy. The Navy wants to do something, that's fine. Just let us know what you want to do. Let us know that you're prepared. Let us know that you have taken us into consideration when you fly these supersonic jets over our home. It decibel readings, which are unlawful in any other business or environment. plus, the environmental destruction of these planes is unbelievable. There are communities up and down the East Coast that are trying to regulate what the Navy does to their community. And if we all think that these planes aren't doing damage, we're so naive. We have to understand that the Navy needs to do training, but the Navy has facilities to do training. Lemire, California, Fallon, Nevada, Oceania, these places are made to fly these planes. Not 100 or 120 sorties over people in areas that never actually had or have been in an AQ zone. This is very important for people to understand. Those people suffering in Stock Island have never, ever, ever been in an AQ zone. Someone changed the AQ's map. Someone lobbied the Navy from Monroe County. We still can't get an answer to that. That was the first question I asked.
I was going to ask you, why were they changed? Any ideas?
Rumors, allegedly a developer, and again, you know, people can say, you know, it was this person or that person, but someone, and the Navy has said this over and over again, someone from Monroe County lobbied to change those maps. Why? When I talked to the Top Gun commander, Captain DeWitt, and I asked him straight out, were you ever involved in any kind of input into changing these maps for training of these pilots? And he said, no. No? How could the person in charge of these instructors not be even asked, do you think this is right? Do you think this is wrong? No one from the community. There has never been a public forum. We have never been able to speak. If Mayor DeGennaro had not spanked the captain at the last BOCC meeting, we would never be here today. And I thank the mayor. I thank the mayor for asking the questions that they wouldn't allow us to ask. And now what they do is they insult us by putting on a show. We don't need a dog and pony show. We need to know that we're not going to die from what they're doing to us. It is, you know, it was really funny on Friday. I listened to Mia, and she summed it up. Her kids ran to the car with their hands over their ears, screaming, please, Mommy, take us home. We live with that kind of sound every day. The people in Stock Island live with that sound every day. What is wrong with the Navy to answer the question? Do you have your environmental documents in place? No, they don't. Otherwise, they'd be at the library for all of us to look at. They are trying to divide and conquer us. For what? What? To kill us if there's an accident? Do the people of Key West not think that we're their neighbors? Don't you think if something happens in Key West that we're concerned? In Key Largo that we're concerned? Of course we're concerned. What I think the Navy has done for us, which is on a positive note, is it's galvanized the Keys. The Florida Keys are now, I think, going to be one voice and actually go and promote the efforts and the people to promote what they feel is right. The environment. 84% of the people in the United States are concerned about the environment. They're sinking a ship for $5 million to make an artificial coral reef, get the $5 million and save our reefs. What can possibly go right about spending more money and trying to get more people down here if we can't effectively solve the problems?
Now,
I think at this point that the people in Stock Island, the people in Geiger Key, the people in Big Coffin are just suffering daily, daily. And it has nothing to do with romance of a plane or a propeller. These are not Piper Cubs, people. This is supersonic jets that are killing us.
Now, going back, you said somebody from Monroe County lobbied to have those changed. Now, do you mean from Monroe County government or a citizen, or what do you mean?
We've tried to have a clarification on that from day one, Bill, and I can't seem to get an answer. I filed Freedom of Information Act requests. The Navy posted on their website that someone from Monroe County requested that the flight paths be changed. Now, all I know is you move it from a rich neighborhood over to a poor neighborhood because the poor neighborhood can't fight politics because they don't have the money. Plus, the area where they moved it to was never in an AQ zone. Those people bought specifically there so they would not be in a AQ zone. And now they suffer every day because somebody from Monroe County moved the map. if you ask the captain one question today, find out who from Monroe County lobbied the Navy and why it was changed. It doesn't make sense. All the interviews with the people who had something to do with this all said the same thing. They are putting the pilot and they are putting the plane in jeopardy by utilizing this flight path. So somebody must be extremely powerful that lives on Key Haven that has forced the Navy to do this. And we are all suffering from it.
Have any documents been filed in connection with this change as to why it was made and what the consequences are?
We have requested documents since, I think, April and May of this year continually. I just resubmitted FOIA requests, Freedom of Information Act requests, to see if we could get the answers to those questions. But let me tell you what did happen. On Friday, as you know, I just sent a press release out that the Senator Bill Nelson has now joined our campaign. He's also a member of the Armed Services Committee, and he promised that he would get to the bottom of this. And I think that, you know, our informing BRAC of the situation of what has happened down here with these changes and why they were changed and the suffering that we go through every day, it's got to come out. Sooner or later, someone is going to have to tell the citizens who did this and why.
Now, you have this group called Stop the Planes and website stoptheplanes.com. Is this an organized group, incorporated? Are you a nonprofit or what?
Actually, it's me with probably a number of supporters, which, of course, can't identify themselves. And I'll tell you why. The latest activity from NASQ West, and last Tuesday when Captain Brown was on telling us, if you have a problem, please call the public affairs office, and then being greeted with, well, now you're going to be classified a permanent agitator, and you're going to put on a special list. The reason why I never disclosed who actually supports the effort, and is supported by people from Key Largo all the way to Key West, is the fact that they don't want to face retribution, and I understand that. I've been through something similar to this up in Boston when I was in college, and I know that the long hand of the military can do damage to anyone. And that's the problem, is they scare people in thinking that if you ask a question, if you use the right to speak or ask a question of the military, you're a traitor. I'm not a traitor. I never was a traitor. I've been here for 5 years, never made a phone call in my life to the Navy base. But what they have done, the policy that they have enacted today, is a policy of social bigotry based upon someone's making money. It all comes down to the same thing. Follow the money. Who made money off of this? And that's what it comes down to. Those people in Stock Island, Geiger Key, and Big Carpet, suffer, suffer, suffer. That's all I can tell you. If you don't believe us, come to our homes. Listen to what they do to us. And then, of course, we've never had, we never could put a face to what we go through. But I think, you know, the statement of Mia with her children is one thing. But I received an email from a person in Big Carpet who has an 8-year-old daughter who suffers from ear problems. Can you imagine that poor girl, 8 years old, suffering through 100 sorties a day coming over their home? And then the fuel spraying, of course, it never happened. It never happened. Of course, the F-22s leave unexpectedly. They abandon their training session, and they fly back to Langley Air Force Base in Virginia. They tell me that they left because they ran out of money. I mean, that's what they told me. They ran out of money. That's where they left. I mean, I never heard of such a thing. How can the military run out of money? And then NASQ West says they completed their mission, no fuel spills. Now, I don't get it. I mean, I reported one myself. It happened here. My neighbor was here. He saw it. He felt it. He smelt it. The people in Big Carpet, they called one in 3 days before me. We can't even get a report. All we get is, no, nothing happened. How stupid did they think we are? But I'm telling you, this has been a galvanizing issue for everyone. And I must say that I tell you, I appreciate the fact that the commissioners, especially, you know, I got to tell you, the mayor of Monroe County, Mario, has been wonderful. He has listened, listened, and listened. Other commissioners have been so supportive on this. It's been incredible. And the people have been galvanized. The Navy probably did something good for us by actually submitting us to shock and awe and letting us feel like what it's like to be bombarded with this sound and this noise. But I'll tell you something. I think the citizens of Monroe County are ready. We are ready to keep this going. We need to find out what they're doing to us. And environmentally, we live on a 2x4 island. The Key West people live on a 2x4 island. We're on mile marker 9. There are 4 Superfund sites that are actually logged onto the EPA website. But there are 22 other sites that they won't register yet. Why? What are on those sites? What could possibly be on those sites if they can't tell us? And this baloney about, oh, they're good neighbors, they're wonderful. Well, let me tell you something. In 18 months, good old Captain Brown's going to be somewhere else. And whatever he did or allowed to have been done here in Key West, we have to live with it. That is not fair.
Well, we're going to talk to him here in a couple minutes here. But, Paul, thank you for joining us. Again, your website, stoptheplanes.com.
Thank you very much.
Paul Crusoe, thank you for joining us. Bye now.
It's coming up on 8:29. Morning Magazine with Bill Becker continues.
And joining us right now, Captain J.R. Brown, commander of Naval Air Station Key West. Good morning, Captain.
Good morning, Bill, and good morning, Florida Keys and visitors.
It sounds like you have an insurgent problem here.
Oh, I wouldn't characterize it as that.
Okay.
What I think we've got, if I were listening to this, I would be concerned too. The ACUS is something unusual. It's very different. People don't see it every day in their life. They want to know what an ACUS is, how does it affect me, how do I learn more. And I think there's 3 important thoughts that we need to seriously consider. First off, the purpose of the Department of Defense's Air Installations Compatibility Use Zone Program, an ACUS, is multifaceted. First, it needs to promote the public health and safety by adopting local land use controls. And secondly, it needs to protect the operational capability of our installation. And lastly, it needs to keep local governments informed with information they need to make informed decisions. So, in short, the purpose of the ACUS is to promote and protect and inform. And what's number 2, it's critical. Local governments, they have the responsibility for developing land use controls, and they have the responsibility to determine to what extent they will use the information in the ACUS. And it's about local government. In the Navy, we play a critical role in supporting local government, and we take that obligation seriously. The ACUS Awareness Workshop on the 23rd of October, it's at 4 to 7 at the Doubletree. It's an important part of local government process. The county asked us to do it. We're gonna do it. They've also asked that I address the Board of Commissioners on 5 December. I will do that, and it's my understanding after that they'll hold a public comment period. And I'm excited about that. I want to see and hear. And I encourage everyone who is interested or concerned about what the ACUS is, please, or how it's prepared, and it's important to importance to local government, I encourage them to please come to the workshop. If you have questions about it, you've been kind enough to let us publish our public affairs number at 293-2425 or 2027. We also have a website at www.naskw.mil, as in military, and select the item named ACUS and come learn more about it. We want the citizens to become more informed about what the ACUS does and what it can provide local government.
One of the big questions about the ACUS, and Paul stated it, was why was it changed from the 77 maps to the current proposal for the ACUS? Why are the folks on South Stock Island now getting jet noise when they weren't seeing it before?
Well, there's a couple of questions in there, Bill. The first one, why was there a change from 77 to the 2004 update, and which then led to the 2007 update? A lot of aircraft operations here at the base has changed from 1977. The number of tactical jet aircraft flying here, we started flying supersonic aircraft here probably in the late 50s, early 60s, and a lot of aircraft have come and go. So there's a continual update process that we try to adhere to. And that is that. As far as the Stock Island example, you would need to carefully look at the 77 ACUS and then ask yourself, am I in any of the composite noise rating zones or noise zones that would tell me that maybe I've got some high noise in here? What we found, more often than not, that's the case, that they bought a home in an area that had was going to predict high noise. The challenge is that our operations come and go. We have busy times and we have slack times. So
now, when that change was made, was there any type of an impact statement filed?
The ACUS is a separate process, and this is very important, and it's a great question. The ACUS process, as defined by the Department of Defense, is kept separate from the NEPA process. So they need to both work independently of each other so that they don't cross over and start holding each other up. So the ACUS process is about land use and NEPA. We've had several questions on that, and it's been explored by our attorneys. In fact, I think Mr. Caruso, in fact, he did send a letter to our admiral, and our attorneys have looked it over, and the process, the Navy complied with NEPA. And I think Mr. Caruso, he might have a copy of that letter posted on his website.
Now, a couple questions. You mentioned last week for them to call the Public Affairs Office. You mentioned the number 29324. They say they're logging their complaints, but nothing is happening.
I disagree with that characterization, whoever offered that. My Public Affairs Office answers those questions, takes their comments. If it's a noise complaint, we receive the complaint. We get some specific information from them. What did they happen to be able to see the airplanes? Where were they with relation to the address that they're at? Can they help us identify the airplane? Where do they live? And we ask them whether they want us to return a call or not. And we've been, in my opinion, we've been very responsive to their calls.
Now, the workshop, people have mentioned the fact that there's, you know, Commissioner Sylvia Murphy characterized it as divide and conquer and not an opportunity for everybody to share their experiences here.
Well, I wish that Commissioner Murphy had called us, as she did a few weeks ago. She didn't get the correct information, and we would have loved to have shared with her exactly how the meeting is going to be run. It's not a meeting. It's a workshop. It's a comfortable environment. We've used it many, many times in the past, and it's very successful. So I wish she had called. I think she would have formed a different opinion about it, but that's water under the bridge.
Okay. Now, I mentioned before, I've been doing news here, you know, a long time, 25 years, and I've never seen this type of a public uprising. It's always been, you know, kind of a fact of life. But why have things in the past 6 months to a year changed so dramatically to the point where you have, you know, a public uprising on your hands here?
Bill, a great question, and it's a question I've been curious about myself, and I've thought through this. I've looked at the last 3 to 4 years up to now, and what I'm finding, what I think I have found, is that when the 2004 ACUS was delivered to the county, there was very little fanfare. And then we delivered the 2007 ACUS update, and we began to engage in our outreach programs, your radio show, newsprint, the county adding it to their Board of Commissioners meeting several months ago to discuss what they do with it and how they study it and if they're going to codify it or not. So community awareness went up. And if you look at the timeline, that was about 6 months ago. I've looked inside the base, and there are no identifiable changes in our flight activity or volume that would explain the additional calls over time, except making citizens more aware of the existence of a 1977 ACUS, the 2004 update, and then the 2007 update. And we experience busy and slack times. I think people are naturally very concerned about the unknown. We all are. You ask questions like, how does that impact me? What does that mean to me? And I'm confident if homeowners, residents, business owners will come to the ACUS Awareness Workshop, they will gain a greater understanding of the positive role that the ACUS plays and local land use development and how they can participate in the public comment period at the commissioner's meeting.
One final question, and it's been on a few people's minds. Who made, he said somebody from Monroe County made the request that the ACES fly zone be changed, shifted from Key Haven to the south side of Stock Island.
We, Bill, it's a question that Mr. Crusoe asked. It's a question that the county has asked, and we're getting ready to send the letter to the county with the answer, but I'll just give it right now, the gist of it. When the 2004 ACES began its journey with the county, it was delivered in January of 2005, and it was followed by several meetings. There was a meeting on the 2nd of February in 2005, and a large host of people there, county representatives, government representatives, maybe even, Defense Alliance representatives were there. And the conversation came up about the possibility of moving the model's depiction of the accident potential zone. We have gone through the, we know who was at the meeting. What we can't figure out is who at the meeting initiated the idea that then got a lot of discussion at that table. So I think it's fair to say that we know when the request was sent or presented to the Navy at that meeting. We know who was at the meeting. I can't answer anybody directly. I wasn't there. And is it an important question to answer as to who? I don't know. I think what's important is that we focus ourselves on the importance of an ACES to local government and the importance of folks to be informed. I don't want them to be afraid of the ACES. I want them to become more informed and seek to understand.
But if you could answer who requested the change, you might figure out why.
Bill, it's a great point. And we're going to keep moving forward, and we'll work with the county if they want to continue to seek an exact name. We're willing to work with the county to try and figure that out. If that question's important to the county government, we'll work with them.
Well, we'll work with you, too. We'll look forward to keeping the dialogue open. And, again, the web workshop is the 23rd
of October.
And it's at the DoubleTree. Runs from, like, 4 till 7?
Exactly.
Okay. Captain J.R. Brown, thanks for joining us. Appreciate your candor this morning, and we'll continue the dialogue.
Bill, thanks for a great forum.
Bye now.
Bye-bye.
We have local news.